Our Jeff West Locker Room Chat, it continues here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamma. We got the Tigers boys coach and Joe Smith joining us here for a few minutes, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Tigers, just like most teams, trying to get that first game in for 2025. Their matchup with Rossville postponed on Tuesday. But, you know, coach, that final game before the holiday break, a loss to Nemaha Central. How'd you kind of build off that going into the break and just trying to figure out what you guys needed to do to spend that a little bit of extra practice time? How'd you utilize that time over the holiday break after that loss to Nemaha?
The loss to Nemaha kind of, you know, I didn't think that we were, you know, locked in, you know, from a basketball standpoint. And a lot of the stuff that I had seen in our first four games, I didn't see in the Nemaha game. So, kids had a half a day of school that day, and, you know, not making excuses for them, but, you know, they just weren't, their brains were not on the basketball game for that game. But we were, you know, able to watch some film and kind of come into practices over break. I think we got 7 or 8 practices in. And, you know, just kind of really, really break some stuff down that, you know, we had been seeing on film and, you know, just kind of, you know, just doing, picking up on the little things and just trying to prepare ourselves for this long stretch because, you know, moving forward, it's going to be, you know, 2 or 3 games a week, you know, for the foreseeable future with not a lot of practice time.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this week. And, you know, last year we kind of had the same run in about this time of the year with some winter weather, which kind of threw some things off guard. But, you know, particularly this week, a game against Rossville postponed, still trying to figure out that makeup date. But just talk about it from your perspective, just the challenges with you and your coaching staff, just navigating this with maybe even less practice time than you're normal to having, and obviously just challenges in fighting the weather this week.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing is, you know, like I said earlier, I was excited for, you know, to have those 7 or 8 straight practices leading right back in the game. So, I mean, to, you know, to have a really productive stretch of practice time and then, you know, be off for 4 or 5 days without, you know, even being able to be in the gym or touch a basketball kind of makes it seem counterproductive. But, you know, we've still been able to, you know, watch film and clip up film, you know, sending our guys some stuff to, you know, take a look at and getting prepared for, which was supposed to be Rossville on Tuesday, but we kind of switched gears and have been sending our guys some stuff to get ready for our game on Friday, assuming that we have it against Raleigh County. So just trying to keep them mentally in that mode, even though we weren't able to do a lot of stuff physically.
Yeah, tell us about Raleigh County a little bit. Of course, one of the new members of the Big East League now, and, you know, 5 games in, they're sitting here at 1-4. They did get a win over Valley Heights early in the year, but they've played some good teams, Perry, St. Mary's, Clay Center, and Concordia as well. What's kind of the early scouting report on this Raleigh County team for Friday?
Yeah, they have played a pretty tough schedule leading up to now. And, you know, big thing, I mean, like everybody in this league, I mean, they play hard, they execute their stuff. They got a lot of guys capable of knocking shots down and scoring. So we just have to be, you know, on alert defensively and then offensively, just executing our stuff through and through like we've been working on over break and not just, you know, taking option number one, but, you know, kind of make a team guard a little bit. So that's kind of our motto going forward.
There it is. Jeff West, boys basketball coach Joe Smith, brought to you by Heinen Repair. The Tigers back to it on Friday. After the postponement on Tuesday this week, they will be taking on Raleigh County coming up on Friday night in Big East League play. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.